been a little while since I've done a video like this here, but I'm back. And today I wanted to talk a little bit about staying accountable, holding yourself accountable. I've talked about this in the past, but I was just thinking about things and I was thinking, you know, I'm definitely having trouble getting this last bit of baby weight off me. And I was thinking, what has kept me accountable in the past, right? What has worked? So I came up with hiring a trainer. So I've had online trainers that just, you know, I'm a trainer, but I need a trainer myself sometimes just to hold me accountable, right? So, hey, did you lose the 3 pounds you were supposed to lose this week? You know, what? Where's your progress picture? What did you eat? Did you stick to the diet? Here are your workouts. You know, it's not that I need new information from these trainers. I just need that person to be there and say, hey, you didn't do it this week. Or, hey, you're doing great. Keep it up. And I've been that person for many people, and I want to continue being that person for people. So definitely, if you're looking for someone to hold you accountable, I have services like that all over on my website. You can check it out. But I don't want to talk about that. I just want to talk about many different things that can hold us accountable. Not only that worked, what else works? Having a big goal, something like I'm going to wear a bikini and look amazing in it in 3 months on a vacation, or you know, I'm going to run a 10K run in 2 months or something like that. So it could be those type, and we've talked about this before, making a big, exciting goal and then following through. But so really figuring out what works for you. The bikini thing, those things, they don't work so well for me. What works for me really is having someone hold me accountable. Another thing that works for me, which sounds silly, but really does work for a lot of people, I think, is spending money on the process. So, and you don't have to spend a lot. It might just be, you know, you buy some vitamins or something that's going to make you feel in that zone. So if I've paid a trainer, or if I've paid to enter a fitness competition, or if I've paid for a series of classes, that often helps me just because I've invested in it. And it might not be money, it might also be time. You might put time in. So if you go to the gym for an hour every day, you don't want to waste that by just eating garbage afterwards, right? That works for me. I find when I start my day working out, I usually won't eat bad or do anything unhealthy after that. It's a lot harder for me to do that after spending an hour at the gym, and it's hard to find time, right? Time sometimes is harder than money. So, you know, investing time, investing money, those things help. Really, also another thing is surrounding yourself by everything, you know, healthful and fitness oriented. So getting into that world, right? Wearing your Lululemon all day or Adidas, hanging out at the gym, making fitness friends, going online and, you know, going on forums and different groups for fitness people or weight loss or, you know, some competitive sport you're interested in, reading all the Oxygen and all the fitness magazines, you know, all these things, surrounding yourself by this lifestyle rather than whatever you're trying to get away from, right? Like, for example, going out every weekend, eating bad things, drinking bad things, you know, stop that and maybe start hanging out around a different crowd, doing different things, you know, playing sports, going to the gym, all that stuff. So here's just a few little ideas that can help you stay accountable to your fitness goals. It might not be weight loss, it might just be fitness you're after. Either way, you're going to end up with a hot bod. If you're really fit and you're eating right and you're working out, it's all going to come around and be good. So, ways to stay accountable: hire a trainer, online, in person, whatever. See them weekly, or send them results, or have a plan and they follow up with you. Make sure it's someone that will really care and like bug you if you haven't sent like progress pictures or you know, weight and measurement progress. Like if you don't send something on a week and the trainer doesn't say, hey, what happened? there's an issue, right? You need someone who cares that much, that is like, you know, obviously you need to care too, but why you're hiring this person often is because you want that accountability, right? So for me as a trainer, I care about every person as if they're me almost. I care too much probably. They're just off eating brownies and I'm like, hello, where is your progress picture this week, or why weren't you in class this week, or you know, why haven't you lost the 3 pounds you thought you were going to lose this week? So make sure your trainer cares enough, because there's a lot of trainers obviously that they're going to be like, that's not my problem if you don't listen to me and you don't do what I say, not my problem. I think to stay accountable you need a trainer that's going to care and bother you. Hey, where is your progress picture? What is your weight right now? What did you eat today? You know, like, not every day, but weekly at least, they should care what's going on. So find that. It's hard to find, but find it. And yeah, putting money into something, classes, training, food, supplements, you know, just something that you could put money into, something you could put time into, working out, cooking foods. If you could, that's another good one. If you cook a bunch of healthy foods, you don't want to waste that food or the time that you took to do that. You don't want the food going bad in your fridge. I find that helps me eat well a lot. If I can get, the problem is finding the time and everything to make all this food. But if I can get into the kitchen, which I plan on doing today actually, cook up about 3 different dishes for me and my family, really, really healthy. You don't want that going bad. You're going to eat it, right? Hopefully. So there's more of a chance of you eating healthy if you have a bunch of healthy food all ready to go in your fridge. These are kind of obvious things, but sometimes you don't think about them. I had to think about them for myself. What is going to inspire me, right? An event. These don't work for me so much, but an event, an outfit that you want to wear to an event. An event like a marathon, like a fitness type event, or a competition, you know, like a bikini competition. So think about those things. Think about what might inspire you. Maybe it's thinking about a time you used to have the body you want now, and really envisioning that and looking back at photos and thinking, you know, in your head, like maybe that's your goal now, or even better than that, right? Let's think better. So just think about what it is for you, because it's personal. Everyone has their own thing. Everyone has their own thing that gets them like going on something, right? Certain pieces of music remind me of a time or a moment that inspire me. And sometimes I try and listen to those when I work out. So that's effective too. Use music, use people, use your environment, use food, use all these things to your advantage to hold you accountable to all those goals. Don't give up on those goals, right? They might be taking longer than usual. Mine are taking longer than they've ever taken me. I'm trying to come to terms with that and just be like, you know what? At least I'm moving towards my goal. I'm not going backwards and I'm not standing still. I am slowly creeping like a turtle towards my goal. And yes, I could make it quicker if I would just, you know, stop doing snack reviews with Zach all summer. And I could make it quicker if I could find an hour every single day to get to the gym. But those things sometimes aren't happening. At least I'm doing what I can do. And pat yourself on the back for that. You're doing a great job, I'm sure. And if you're not, you know, pick it up a little bit more. I'm ready to pick mine up a tiny bit more. You know, we all have a lot on the go, so sometimes it can be difficult, but you know, you can usually improve a little bit. I'm not saying to revamp your whole entire life right now. Maybe that's not a reality. Maybe you want to. That's cool too. But even just little things, cut out a few bad things of your diet, get to the gym a few more days a week, you know, just small things to start making big changes, right? And let me know how you're doing, as always, guys. Let me know what you want me to talk about, and we'll be back soon with more FitMeg. Share, like, and subscribe.